Hey, happy Friday, Delaware. It is digest time. We are back for another hard-hitting, 26-28 minutes of news you can use about our city of Delaware. Bob Hogenson's over there. Robert?
Happy Friday. Good morning, Delaware. All's good in the city.
Why is it good, Bob?
Why is it good? Well,
how has your day, how has your week been? Tell me everything.
Okay, let's see. Well, it started Monday morning. We had our last baseball game. And then,
okay, that's good. So let's summarize.
And so, I have my coffee this morning. No, actually, we're excited. We have a very special guest in the studio with us this morning.
Oh, they're all special, but...
This is super special. A man in search of an audience, we've heard.
No, fan.
An act in search of an audience.
Oh, an act in search of an audience. Yeah. It's a perfect place for it.
Yeah.
Yes, you might recognize that
voice. So much so, this is the second time I've been here in 5 days.
Oh, he doesn't like to brag, you know. No, Judge Dave Hemanowski is in the studio with us. We're talking about the next production of Arena Fair Theater that is coming to Delaware starting tonight through the weekend. Shawshank Redemption and Judge Dave has been on before for other Arena Fair productions and other things, cool things going on with the courts. But... in the director's chair for this one, so
yeah,
looking forward to all of that.
Yeah. My work is done. Opening night, my work is done. The
that's
director
true.
Is
yeah,
just
that's...
part of the audience at that point.
So would you just like sit and heckle, or what? What do you do?
I'm going to be Waldorf and Statler. Yes, that's combined into one. No.
Well, we thought he was a subtle guy, but he brought in a director's chair. It said Steven Spielberg on the back was
exactly.
Crossed out. It's got Hemanowski on
he's
the back.
He's got the Ron Howard ball cap, too.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg's looking for his chair this morning.
Yeah.
No, but Arena Fair Theater, great community theater. If you haven't had a chance to see a production, take it in. It's this weekend. We'll get you all the details in a little bit when we talk to the judge about Shawshank, about directing, and all that goes into community theater. So looking forward to that. Bob, but before we do that...
we bring you a special news bulletin. Get a little headline news. The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Well, let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right, thanks, Mark and Lee and the judge. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, or should I say the director... for Friday, October 24th, 2025. With Halloween just around the corner, it's important to note that trick-or-treating in the city is indeed on October 31st. We know some communities do it on a different day, but not old traditional Delaware. You can be sure it will always be on the 31st, the proper day for Halloween trick-or-treating. But if you can't wait until then and you want to get your kids sugared up early, how about hitting up Delaware Parks and Recreation's Trails and Treats event tomorrow, October 25th. That's right. From 5 to 6:30 p.m., you can come out to Mingo Park for an evening of candy, costumes, and fun. This free family event will feature live music, a petting zoo, a pumpkin patch, food trucks, and, of course, trick-or-treating around the trail. Come on out and enjoy the fun at Mingo Park. You can find more information at our City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Facebook page. But wait, there's more Halloween news. This Halloween, say I boo at the old Delaware County Jail.
Great.
Yeah, you like that? The Delaware Municipal Court, Delaware County Probate Court, and the Historical Society are teaming up for Halloween-themed wedding ceremonies on Friday, October 31st. Yes, that's Halloween. From 12:30 to 3:30 p.m., Judge Mark Fowler and Judge David Hemanowski, who is right here in the studio with us, will officiate, and the venue will be decked out with pumpkins, skeletons, and all things eerie. Space is limited, so grab your marriage license and come get married at the old jail. Judge, I had sent a message to Judge Fowler. I said, I will come take pictures if you are officiating as Elvis, but are you guys in costume or no for this?
I think the costume is a black robe.
A black robe? Okay, yeah. So you're going to be dressed as a judge. Good. Okay. Also on Sunday, come on by Oak Grove Cemetery for an evening of Halloween spookiness. Hosted by our awesome Parks Department, take a spooky stroll at historic Oak Grove Cemetery. That's from 6:30 to 8 on Sunday the 26th. This Twilight Walking Tour lets visitors explore fascinating gravestones and hear the spooky stories behind the cemetery's history. Check out our Parks and Recreation Facebook page for sign-up information. All right, moving on to November, the Delaware Veterans Parade returns Sunday, November 2nd, beginning at 3 p.m. The parade will step off from the Delaware County Fairgrounds and travel the usual parade path down Pennsylvania Avenue and continue along North Sandusky Street. You can wave at Mark as you go by. I think he's over there in that general neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Right. Please
he'll,
do.
He'll be out there waving. This year's event will pay special tribute to Vietnam veterans and honor the Delaware County servicemen who were killed in action during the conflict. Friend of the show, Margo Litke, organizes the parade and says that there is still time to register if you want to be in the parade and not just watch it. They're still taking registrations until Monday, so there's still time to join. Currently, there are more than 1,300 participants, including marching bands from Buckeye Valley, Marion Harding, Olentangy Berlin, and Ohio Wesleyan. That's going to be some awesome music coming down the street of Sandusky. You can go to our Facebook page at City of Delaware to find the link to register. Again, the parade steps off at 3 p.m. Sunday, November 2nd. And finally, yes, finally, we've got a special guest in the studio with us today, Judge David Himanowski from the Delaware County Probate and Juvenile Court. He's best known for holding court from the bench, but this week he's got a different role, directing Arena Fair Theater's production of The Shawshank Redemption. It's his third time directing for the Delaware-based company, and this is his best one yet, taking on the powerful story of Andy Dufresne, a man wrongly convicted of murder who clings to hope behind bars. Local audiences will recognize the title, and certainly my wife, as it's her favorite film ever. The Oscar-nominated film version was famously shot at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. The Shawshank Redemption runs this weekend at the Willis Theater in Delaware. Judge Himanowski right here in the studio will tell you all about this weekend's show. Lee, back to you.
Robert, thank you. One thing I wanted to mention also in November, another great production is the Camp Delaware. A screening will be at our local main branch of the Delaware County Library. That'll be on Tuesday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m., and they're going to do a half-hour version of Camp Delaware. Mark and Francine Butler will be leading this, and then offer time afterward for Q&A and discussion about Camp Delaware, about what it was like for African-American soldiers to be training to fight for the Union in 1863 in Delaware, Ohio, and it's a great production. I know, Judge, you've... been involved with that. I believe you've worn a top hat and a beard.
I played the governor of Ohio in the original production. Mark and Francine have done such an amazing job.
I love working with him, and I try and help him anytime I can to help promote it. And I love the fact that this now is they now have a half hour version and makes it a little more portable for something like this where you come in, stop in the library. And then, the opportunity to see the more feature length. But love it. And I love what great local history, bringing community and our local history together about a really unique part of Delaware's past. So good things. That's Tuesday, November 4th. More information is available on the city Facebook page or at the Delaware County District Library homepage. So you can get all the details there. So we got the judge in the house. We're going to talk about Judge David Himanowski's work directing our local Arena Fair Community Theater production of Shawshank Redemption. It has its opening night tonight and runs through the weekend. We're going to talk to the judge about directing and acting, and Bob and I might do some tryouts here in a little bit when we come back. What do you say? Hello, Bob. Bob?
Yeah, you got me right at acting. That was my acting. I'm acting with shock and surprise.
Are you thinking of your thoughtful red?
I was getting busy living.
He was remembering dying. That the best
I
thing
told
for radio.
Andy, but Andy did not do that. Yeah. And it was not the way it went.
I think you just slipped into Forrest Gump.
That's a Forrest Gump voice today, but it varies. Yes. So anyway, we're going to talk to the judge about Shawshank Redemption, all that and more after these messages. We are back, and with us in the studio,
the Jackie Gleason of morning radio show,
and the June Taylor dancers. Come on, Aunt Connie. All right.
This century, please.
Remember when he would walk out at the end of the show?
Art Carney.
Get out.
Art Carney's granddaughter graduated from Hartwick College in upstate New York with my brother.
Underrated actor.
Yeah.
You know, he gets kind of pigeonholed
Being in black and white.
Good. Yeah, Ed Norton.
Ed Norton, right.
But he did so many, he was in so many other cool things.
Wasn't that great in color.
Stop. All right. We are talking not about the Honeymooners, but about the upcoming Arena Fair production. It starts tonight, opening night, just hours away.
I was going to say, upcoming is 9 hours and 12 minutes.
Yes. There we go. Yeah.
We have with us the director of this fine production. Shawshank Redemption is this year's production, and Judge David Himanowski from our Delaware County Probate and Juvenile Court is here. And Judge, first, welcome to the Digest.
Thank you, sir.
always good to have you on, and it's usually something fun and creative when you're on, whether it's in the courtroom or in the, on the stage, and it happens to be on the stage with Shawshank. And tell us a little bit about, first of all, what is Arena Fair, and how can people see this?
Sure. Arena Fair is Delaware's community theater company. This is our 15th season. It was founded 15 years ago by Greg and Sharon Patterson. We do typically four shows a year. We did a fifth show this year because we did a show outside on the stage at Boardman Arts Park. This is our final show of this season. So we tend to do a big summer musical, Singing in the Rain this year, and then a series of either a smaller musical and other plays. But we tend to do comedies. It's been a while since we've done a real sort of heavy drama.
Maybe since 12 Angry Men, perhaps.
Probably since 12 Angry Men, though I do recall one performance of 12 Angry Men in which one person in the audience laughed through the entire thing. And I remember thinking, we're not doing this right.
And again, this is Arena Fair, and for those listening that maybe want to, hopefully will attend tonight.
Sure. So two options. Yeah, the show is at the Willis Theater. A big thank you to Delaware City Schools and the United Way, who set up our use of that facility, which is at 74 West William Street. If you know where the Tim Hortons is in Delaware, sort of diagonally right across the street there, tickets can be bought at the door or they can be bought online at arenafair.com. They are $15. So
we're talking about the production is Shawshank Redemption. And, I know that obviously for a stage production, you might be looking for showings or shows that have, multiple cast members, which
right.
this does, and as 12 Angry Men did, but this is somewhat of a different, a more serious drama. But tell us why you chose Shawshank for this production.
So, first of all, I love the movie. I think you were saying it's your wife's
absolutely
favorite movie. It's just such a great story of determination and hope, and you know that Andy never giving up despite everything that he faces. In his life and in particular in the time he's at Shawshank. But then we've got the local connection, right, to the fact that it was filmed at Mansfield and the old prison there has been turned into a museum, not just about the prison itself, but also about the film with all the film memorabilia that's there. We just passed its 30th anniversary and they had a big celebration up in Mansfield for it. And I happened to be in Mansfield last year teaching a course at the reformatory, a legal education course for judges at the reformatory. And I was driving home. I was just beginning the process at that time of casting It's a Wonderful Life, the show I directed last year. And I was thinking to myself, oh, gee, it's a shame there's no stage adaptation of Shawshank Redemption. That'd be really interesting. And then I got home, and I went in the house, and I got online, and I looked, and there's a stage adaptation of Shawshank Redemption. It was written in 2009 by two British playwrights, Owen O'Neill and Dave Johns. And I think I mentioned Sunday when we were here on the radio, that it's currently on a national tour of the UK and Ireland. I guess that's a two-nation tour. But there's never been, as far as I can tell, a professional production in New York or on touring in the US. And so this is a play that is not very often performed in the United States.
So what makes it such a difficult production to direct, and maybe from your experiences?
Sure. Well,
and
yeah, anyone who's seen the film will know that there's, you know, these are guys in prison, right? So they use salty language, and that language carries over into the play, which is why in every advertisement we've, you know, cautioned folks that this is not a production for kids. But it's authentic to the book, the Stephen King book. It's authentic to the film. It's authentic to the story. Of course, in a prison setting, there is also some violence that occurs. And while it's not graphically portrayed on stage, we do have a member of the crew, Jen Wood, who I have dubbed the Mistress of Blood and Gore, because there are a couple of fight scenes where there, you know, blood capsules are used, and which, by the way, are really easy to find at Halloween, just so you know.
Yeah.
No struggle in October finding those. And you know, so all of that makes it at times a really weighty story, and that's a challenge for actors. Comedy is a lot easier than that. You know, it's a lot easier to make people laugh than it is to make them squirm.
I read in the Dispatch review or story in previewing this, that you need to have that part of this. You can't ignore that to make Shawshank work, because it's a great counter to the uplifting.
Right.
I don't mean to spoil it, but, you know.
No, I think
he gets out.
I think what I said, if anybody doesn't know that, yeah. I think what I said in there was, you know, if Andy Dufresne worked a 9-to-5 job and had 2.5 kids and a Cocker Spaniel and a white picket fence, the fact that he didn't give up hope wouldn't really mean anything. I mean, you know, what's remarkable about this story, and it's true of a lot of King's non-horror writing, which is really good, and is that he, you know, juxtaposes situations where people have horrible things that go on in their lives, and yet amazing things continue to happen to them, or they continue to do remarkable things, as is the story.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you're a judge, you sit on the bench, you're in court all day, and we have this sort of general idea that judges are very stoic and, you know, you don't show a lot of emotion and you have to be fair, and you're, by nature, you are reading all sides, trying to find the best outcome for whatever whatever it is.
All of that is hopefully true, yes.
But then you have this other side to your personality that's expressive, and you're out there and you're taking charge of, you know, creativity and art and all this stuff. How do you do that? Are you just turn off your seriousness and you seem like a pretty fun, outgoing guy outside of the office? I mean, how does that work for you? And how did you sort of become involved in acting and having this other outlet for yourself?
There are times that are appropriate for different things. And so, yes, in the courtroom, we tend to be pretty serious because we're dealing with serious material and serious topics. Having said that, we have an annual judicial seminar that brings all the judges in of all the different jurisdictions and different types of courts, 700 and some judges in Ohio. And a couple of times at that, there's been a band of judges, you know, a musical band that's all judges. My probate counterpart in Clark County, Rich Carey, has written a musical, which I went down to Springfield and saw performed live and was spectacular. I mean, just like people in any other profession, I suppose judges have their hobbies and things that they're good at. And I don't know that I'm good at any of this, but I mean, things that folks do outside of the courtroom. But you joked earlier, must have been in one of those news stories, my wife's comment that or description of me as an act in search of an audience is probably pretty apt. I'm certainly always looking for anybody who will let me tell a joke. Or if you've been to Delaware Rotary on Mondays, I am the sergeant at arms there. And I do get up and do about 3 minutes of stand-up at the beginning of every meeting.
There is, yes, there is a Groucho Marx dying to get out.
Yes.
Every time I see
you saw that production, did you?
You've done that before, yes.
I did play Groucho Marx in a production.
So speaking of your time in front of the camera or on the stage, now you're in the director's chair. And how is that different? And do you, first of all, how is it different? And what do you like about it?
Well, first of all, I've had the advantage of acting in productions with lots of great directors. So able to see, to see Greg Patterson and Cat Hodge. And I was just in a production Chris Crawford directed. And Brendan Hodge, Cat's husband, has been a director for two productions I've been in. To see that, I just had the chance to be in an independent film last year that Jazz Sakira directed and did an amazing job with. So it's fun to watch how people direct. The director's job is largely to have sort of an overall vision of what the end product should look like and to try and steer folks toward that vision. But it is not my job to tell the actor specifically, you are going to do this. Because I know as someone acting in a production, when I think, oh, I know what I'm going to do here. I'm really excited about this thing. And then the director comes to me and says, yeah, don't do that. That's kind of crushing. You try and say, hey, here's the overall vision for this. Here's how we want this to look. Here's how we want the audience to see this. And then to sit in the audience, and this is what the last few weeks have been me just sitting and Katie Hyatt, my assistant director, in the audience. Oh, that doesn't read right from the audience. You got to stand further over there. That prop doesn't look right there. Because you're sort of creating this world in which for 2 hours, you want the audience to suspend disbelief and to believe that they are seeing this story occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of that's music, some of it's props, some of it's sets, some of it's costumes, some of it's, I mean, it's all that together.
Ball bearings, too. It's all ball
yes,
bearings.
It's all, yes.
So, very quickly, in the time we have left, tell us a little bit, Arena Fair, community theater, and your love for community theater, and why it works in Delaware.
I think it works in Delaware for the same reason it works anywhere else, which is that you've got people from all walks of life, people who do all sorts of different things for a living. We do have three or four folks in this cast who have college degrees in acting or in theater. But for the most part, the folks who are in this production are teachers and lawyers and, you know, work various office jobs, but they enjoy doing, they enjoy the performance. And, you know, live theater is, it's just so much fun to be up there because you just never know at any moment what's going to happen. Who's going to forget a line and you're going to have to figure it out. What weird thing, we were in the middle of a performance at Orient Express, Murder on the Orient Express, and the heat kicked on in Willis, and it's an old boiler, you know, system. And so the radiators started to bang, you know, that metal clanging noise. But it was it's a murder story, right? It was the perfect noise for that. We were doing Clue on stage, and I was playing Wadsworth in that production. And there's a scene at the end where Wadsworth has to reenact all the murders very quickly. Tim Curry does it in the movie. And a small bookcase that gets pushed on the set hadn't gotten moved quite as far off as it normally did. And the lights go out, and I have to drop to the ground to portray Mr. Body, the first murder victim. And I slammed the back of my head into that bookcase in the dark, and the lights came back on. I got to keep going, right? There's no choice. You just have to get up and kick. I found out a week later when the ringing was still in my ears that I'd given myself a concussion on stage.
Oh, my.
But you don't have any choice. No. You get up, you finish the scene, right? You just, you have to. So there's stuff like that in live theater that make it just so much fun.
There is an edge to it. There's always an edge and a great production. And it looks like it's going to be a great weekend.
This cast is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of them and the work they've done. 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. So two evening, two afternoon performances.
He is Judge David Himanowski of the Delaware County Juvenile and Probate Court, and directing Shawshank Redemption. It is at the Willis Theater on William Street. Check it out. You can find ticket information at
arenafair.com.
Arenafair.com, and Go watch it. It's great community theater. You might see your friends and neighbors in the cast or in the crew, and support our local community theater and see a great production. So best of luck with the show.
Thank you, sir.
Break a leg, right?
Thank you.
Sounds good to me.
That's all right. All right, Bob, let's try it again next week. We'll see everybody next week on The Digest.